talking about organics these days, but the man who started it all is right here. Here he is, author, landscape architect, arborist, and your host, the Dirt Doctor, Howard Garrett.
Thank you, Logan, and welcome, everybody. Our contest photo has still not been identified to win a course, the Natural Organic Certification course. Somebody guessed by email, Senna, and that's not it. There's one other guess that's a common name that I'm going to have to look up, but I'm not positive. It could be a kind of an obscure common name of the plant that's in the contest photo. But if you want to give it a shot, just take a look. It's right there on the homepage of dirtdoctor.com. We are going to, let me talk about trees just one more second. We had somebody holding. Who was it that called before? It was Ruth. Can't forget that. Ruth, let's go ahead and finish up with you first.
Okay. A couple weeks ago, I called you about an corner of my front lawn that had just died. And last fall, it looked kind of yellow, and I didn't do anything. And I thought, well, by spring, it'll come back, but it did not. All this summer, it's just been bare dirt. And you told me that, you know, to detox it. So I put humate on, and I was getting ready to put the charcoal, and I got a call from my neighbor, knocked on my door and said, there's a gas smell out here. So I went out there, and sure enough, we had a gas leak, and we've had to go through all of that, getting that fixed. But now I have my amendments, my green sand, my lava sand, and my dry molasses to put down. But should I put that down or scratch up the soil and put that down before they put any sod or seed or whatever?
I'd put the rock minerals down, and, I'd go ahead and do the whole detox program. Save the organic fertilizer and the compost, if you were going to do that, to go on the surface of the new sod after it's done. But the rock minerals, charcoal, the detox materials, go ahead and do the soil first, then the sod, then water it in really well, and then put your final organic fertilizers on the surface.
Okay, but I can scratch that bare dirt right now and put it.
Oh, yeah, it'd be good to go ahead and do that, yeah.
Okay.
I'm glad you got the gas line
fixed. Oh, I am too. It's been leaking so long, and I never even thought of it being the gas.
Oh, yeah, that'll kill plants usually in a hurry. There was a big explosion in Dallas just a few days ago. There was a gas leak in an apartment complex, and it was really bad.
I know. I've heard of that, so I'm glad we got that taken care of.
Yeah.
So thank you so much for your help.
Okay. Talk to you later. Thank you.
Okay. Bye.
Bye-bye. Let's go next to Weatherford, Texas, home of the champion pecan tree that I hadn't seen in a while. I need to get over there and see what's going on with that. Candace. Hi, Candace.
Good morning, Dr. Garrett.
What's up?
Are you enjoying this fall weather?
Well, I tell you what, it was a big change from what it's been. And, yes, I have not enjoyed this intense heat at all. It feels
–
different to me than normal. I don't know what it was.
Probably stayed so humid. I don't know.
Maybe so.
Anyway, my daughter and her husband, they've got a nice place in Grand Prairie, in Little Burb, and – they say there is no organic alternative to Terminix for the termites. And they were clearly discovered. I saw them. One of the kids at that time put his foot up on the soap dish in the bathroom. And, of course, it fell off, and there were just zillions of termites behind it. And then they found them in other areas. So they have a slab, brick home. There is an organic alternative to Terminix, isn't there? But there's not one.
There's all kinds of things you can do for termites. They're really not that difficult to control. They're pretty delicate insects. And if you can get the material to the termites, you can kill them with orange oil, with boric acid, with diatomaceous earth, with any of the organic pesticides that we talk about.
The only thing I read on Google was that it's an ongoing treatment. You can't just blow them all out and be done with it.
No, that's not true. You can treat the site with beneficial nematodes. In a lot of cases, that'll control them. They're extremely effective on nematodes. I don't have a problem with the bait station technologies. That's a lot better than spraying and drenching the whole soil with toxic right. chemicals. So that's always a step that you can take. But the first thing I would do is work with a pest control company like EcoSafe is in the Dallas EcoSafe. Area. And they work the whole Dallas-Fort Worth area. And they use non-toxic products across the board and are very effective.
Yeah, I figured it was a ploy by Terminix to say, no, this is what you have to do. There's nothing organic.
No, that's not true. That's not true.
Okay. So orange oil, diatomaceous.
Boric acid products. Boric acid. Yeah, okay. Any of those things. If you can get it to the insects, that's the key. Mm-hmm. And that's why a lot of times you have to work with a professional company that has the tools that can actually get it to the insects.
Yeah, because I don't know how they would. I mean, it's a slab, it's a brick home. I mean, I don't know how they get it to,
right?
You know, up between, I mean, there's brick, but then there's wood, you know, the support beams and all that. Okay. So how are EcoSafe? And they do Grand Prairie and all that sort of thing?
I think they travel the whole Dallas-Fort Worth area, yeah.
All right. Okay. Thank you so much. I can't wait to tell them.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Appreciate the call.
Bye-bye.
Let's go next to Cleburne, Texas, and talk to Flora. Hi, Flora.
Hi. I have a question about carpenter ants in our house and in one tree.
Okay. Carpenter ants are the one ant that for some reason is super, super sensitive to orange oil. They don't like it at all. You can kill them with it, and when you use it to clean or to spray an area where you've had an infestation, it functions as a repellent for them. They stay away from it. They don't like it a bit, but it mixed with water and sprayed, it kills them on contact. It's an excellent tool for carpenter ants.
Okay, so the hole where they're going in, there's a little hole in the house up by the roof.
Mm-hmm.
Spray in there as well?
Sure, that'd be fine.
Okay. And I thank you very much.
Yeah,
and
orange
what
oil.
Ratio?
It also smells really good. It's a great air freshener and a great cleaner as well. So a good tool for those carpenter ants.
Wonderful. What ratio of orange oil to water would you use?
If you're going to be using it anywhere where the spray might hit plants, you don't want to go stronger than 2 ounces of orange oil concentrate per gallon of water.
Okay.
If you're inside and you're not going to be in danger of hitting any plants, you can make it stronger than that. The only thing you need to be careful about with orange oil is if you use it too strong and you get it on a painted surface, it will dull a painted surface. It's a solvent when it's concentrated. Okay. So just don't overdo it. 2 ounces per gallon is strong enough to kill them. You can make it a little stronger than that inside the house, though, if you want to.
Okay, maybe 3 ounces.
Yeah, be fine. Yeah, okay. Be fine.
Thank you so much. Have a good day.
You too. Thanks for calling. Let's end open line at 866-444-3478. Danny in Bosque County. Hey, Danny. Hey, Danny. Boy, that line sounds dead as a doornail there. David, see what you can find there, and I'll talk to JD in the meantime. Lake Whitney. Hey, JD.
How are you this morning?
Doing well.
Since you're from down around East Texas down there, I'm looking for a place to get some drinking water, some spring water out of a flowing spring. I've been to the one in Canton a couple of times, but I wanted to see if I could find another one that is more like the well water that I used to get whenever I was a kid.
You know, I've heard about those, JD, and I've never been to them myself, I'm embarrassed to say. Only thing I could suggest to you, maybe one of the listeners will call in and give us some specific locations of some other places, but if you do a search online for natural springs in East Texas, I bet they'd pop right up for you.
Well, I kind of did that. I went to the one in Canton first.
Uh-huh.
And I drank that water, and I like it pretty well, but then I pulled up one in Frankston.
Okay.
And I went off down there, and I was very, very disappointed to go down there. They're widening the highway, and that spring is right beside the highway, and they've got it down to where the stream coming out of the pipe is just about as big around as a match stem.
Yeah. Well, that's all I can suggest to you because I haven't been to them myself. Have you tried the crazy water out of mineral wells yet?
Yeah, I've tried.
Let me put you on hold if you had something else. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, and I'll be back with you right after this. Don't go away. As we age, our glutathione levels drop dramatically, and that's a big deal because glutathione is our body's master antioxidant, repairing cell damage caused by environmental toxins and aging. RegActive's probiotic strain ME3 is proven to naturally stimulate and produce glutathione in the body. RegActive is from Essential Formulas, known for introducing Dr. O'Hara's fantastic probiotics to the United States 15 years ago. Dirt Doctor advice, look for RegActive at Vitamin Shop, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
Maestro Grow, maker of great fertilizers and soil amendments like Texas Tea, Garrett Juice Pro, and Sick Tree Treatment, can now help you with innovative products. If you're a grower, rancher, or landscape contractor, Maestro Grow can manufacture products specifically designed for your needs and property. For more information, call Chris, 214-436-3617, or go to maestro-grow.com. That's 214-436-3617. Remember to ask for Maestro Grow products.
When various pains slow you down, you should reach for real-time pain relief. It's non-greasy, relieves pain in minutes, smells great, and contains no harmful chemicals, GMOs, parabens, or SLS. Ask for it at your favorite store. You can also order it today and receive a free $10 tube with your purchase of $10 or more by texting DIRT to 90407, calling 877-787-7180, or going to rtpr.com and using the promo code DIRT. Until now, no university or school of any kind has offered a degree program or certification in the world of organic gardening, farming, horticulture, or agriculture. That's now changed with a brand new online natural organic certification course. The course is taught with 15 chapters of video instruction and includes 25-page study booklet. To learn more or sign up for the course, go to dirtdoctor.com and click on the certification course banner.
To begin your natural organic program and get your lawn and garden off drugs, just follow Mother Nature's guide. First, stop hurting the life in the soil. Choose only products and techniques that are beneficial to the health of organisms above and in the soil. Stop using all synthetic fertilizers, toxic pesticides, and other toxic chemicals that harm living organisms. Avoid all high nitrogen synthetic fertilizers, especially nitrogen-only products. Toxic weed and feed products are the worst of all. Next, build soil health with aeration and natural organic fertilizers and amendments. And third, use native plants and well-adapted introductions. Finally, water only as needed. The organic program will reduce the watering requirements by about 50%. MoTurf is needed and mulch clippings into the lawn to return nutrients and organic matter to the soil. The natural way is fun, will save you money, and always works better in every way. After all, Mother Nature knows best. For more information about natural organic gardening, visit dirtdoctor.com.
At Wakanaga of America, we have dedicated the past 44 years proudly producing Kyolic, the world's most scientifically researched, best-selling, and odorless aged garlic extract. We begin with 100% organically grown garlic from our farms in California for maximum purity. We age our garlic to perfection in a unique 20-month extraction process to eliminate odor and create beneficial compounds found only in Kyolic. Aged garlic extract has been researched in more than 750 published scientific studies at major universities such as Brown, Cornell, and UCLA. Studies have focused on cholesterol, high blood pressure, immune stimulation, and all major cardiovascular risk factors. This is the Kyolic difference. So when you're looking for a supplement for great cardiovascular support, reach for the number one best-selling and odorless aged garlic extract, Kyolic. Please visit our website at kyolic.com. Kyolic aged garlic extract is available at fine health food stores everywhere.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and are competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and they do not put off toxic gases. Visit HowardGarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way. How it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to DirtDoctor.com.
Okay, Howard, back with you. We had a contest picture guess of Senna, but they also guessed Orange Zest. I hadn't heard of that common name being used for this plant, but I looked it up, and sure enough, it seems to be a fairly commonly used common name for the contest picture, which is, I call, Yellow Cestrum. If you haven't seen it, take a look on our website. So congratulations to the person who sent that email in. You win one of the, our courses, the Natural Organic Certification course. And we'll be getting in touch with you about how to sign in and take the test and be part of the community there. Everybody can sign up. You can learn about how it works and the costs and everything by going to DirtDoctor.com and clicking on the big graphic right in the center of the page. The first thing that will come up will help you with that. And if you haven't grown Yellow Cestrum before, let me tell you a little bit more about it. It's a plant that I grew for the first time probably 4 years ago, I guess. And it we've got a big one in the backyard at home, and it's blooming beautifully with the yellow flowers like you see. And it's in the shade. It'll grow in sun or shade pretty well, and it is a terrific plant to use. It is deciduous. It's completely bare in the wintertime, but it I haven't seen any problems with it at all. I've never seen any insect pests on it, but it does attract butterflies and pollinators really well. It doesn't seem to have a whole lot of fragrance, but it is a very nice plant. Yellow Cestrum or Orange Zest, Orange Peel, it's also called. I don't know that we have those common names on the website. We may need to add that in. Danny is back. What's going on in Bosque County?
Hey, morning, Howard.
How you
well,
doing?
I'm in the country, so our phones don't work all that good. My question is, early this spring, I bought a coral bean from up at Rhodey's, which I love those plants. And so I planted it. So earlier this morning, there was some Johnson grass, I mean, some kind of weeds growing up in it. So I pulled it out. But it's just sitting in that one-gallon pot. It has not moved out at all. What do I need to do?
How long ago did you plant it?
I don't know, March, April, May, I don't even know.
And it hadn't leafed.
But I didn't know if I needed to try to put some surfactant around in the dirt, to put some mycorrhizae fungus and pour that in there, wait till this till it goes dormant and pull it up. I feel pretty comfortable. If it was really root-bound, I would have cut it up, you know, when I put it in.
Yeah.
I don't remember that, but I feel pretty comfortable that I would have taken care of that. But, I mean, it's just, you know, it hadn't grown out into the soil at all.
How did you see that it hadn't? Did you pull it out of the ground?
Well, no, I didn't, in case just, it had a few roots going somewhere.
You just dug down beside it to see?
Well, no, there was a long root, a long branch, and there was a bunch of Bermuda growing under it, and so I just kind of lifted that branch up, and when I did that, I saw the soil ball just kind of rocking there.
Yeah. I drench it with the Garrett juice and add some mycorrhizal fungus, or use the one that has mycorrhizal fungus in the product. And you might take a probe. I've had pretty good luck with this in the past. I use an old golf club shaft or some kind of a probe and probe into the soil around the ball a little bit, but even into the ball. You see what I mean? Just stab holes through it so that when you pour the Garrett juice and mycorrhizae in there, it really gets down inside the ball. Plus, penetrating all the way through the ball will help the roots be able to break out and grow. We did a newsletter on that coral bean not too long ago. Did you see that?
I did. I just love them. I think it's a great plant.
It's a beautiful plant, too. It's not really used very much. Tony Manasseri has a really pretty one. That's the one that's featured in the entry on dirtdoctor.com is one of his. They're out in the full sun. They turn into a big, full, beautiful bush.
Well, and that one at Rohde's, it's got, you know, that's just a huge one that they have there.
Right out in the front of the building somewhere.
No, it's at the back. No, it's at the back, right at the back. It's just it's like mega big. It's like 10 or 12 feet tall. It's just huge.
Wow. Okay. I think
I think they make cuttings. That's probably where I think they make cuttings off of it, which is where theirs come from.
Yeah.
But it was just weird for that soil ball after all this time to apparently. I mean, it's just still in its root ball, and I've watered, and I water heavily, and I make sure that it kind of floods out, you know, into the new dirt versus the old dirt, you know. But it's just not moved out at all.
Well, rough it up a little bit with a probe, and I think you'll see it develop a real nice burst of root growth this fall, from here through the fall, and be really good for you next year.
Good deal. Well, it's been healthy. It's bloomed and pretty. That's why I was shocked that it was just all that coming out of that little bitty old, 1 gallon root ball. Yeah. I appreciate it, Howard. I appreciate you. Thank you.
See you soon. Yeah. You,
all right,
when you have, I've actually taken a few plants out that I planted that are in an area at our garden that for some reason, it's almost impossible. It almost functions like a duck's back to get the water to really soak into it. And I'm going to do the same thing over that whole area, is use a probe and really penetrate some holes and get some of the mycorrhizal fungus down into the soil a little bit better, rather than just staying right on top. So it'll help all the plants in that area. That's something that occasionally pops up, and I'm not sure exactly the reason why. It's kind of an interesting little problem that occasionally jumps up. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, 866-444-3478. Until now, no university or school of any kind has offered a degree program or certification in the world of organic gardening, farming, horticulture, or agriculture. That's now changed with a brand new online natural organic certification course. The course is taught with 15 chapters of video instruction and includes 25-page study booklet. To learn more or sign up for the course, go to dirtdoctor.com and click on the certification course banner.
Howard's latest book, Organic Lawn Care, Growing Grass the Natural Way, will take you step by step through installing and maintaining turf organically. He explains in detail how to establish and maintain a lawn, including planting, mowing, watering, fertilizing, and managing weeds and other pests. Follow the program in Organic Lawn Care, and don't be surprised when your water bill drops 40 to 50% and your lawn is the best looking one on the block. To order, call 866-444-3478. That's 866-444-3478. Or ask for it in your favorite bookstore or garden center.
Roses are our best medicinal and culinary herbs. They should be grown organically because when roses are loaded with toxic pesticides and other chemicals, the natural benefits of roses are squandered. Rosehip tea or using rose petals in teas or salads is a good idea if the plants haven't been sprayed with synthetic poisons. For the best results with roses, plant well-adapted roses for your area. Roses on their own roots are often the best choices. Planting, watering, and feeding instructions for roses can be found on the homepage of DirtDoctor.com. Click on Organic Guides and look for the Organic Rose Program. For disease control in general, spray roses with Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash or garlic pepper tea. For insect pests, spray essential oil products, Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash. Dust if necessary with natural diatomaceous earth. For thrips, apply beneficial nematodes to the soil in early spring or when foliage begins to grow. To learn more about growing roses the natural way, go to DirtDoctor.com. To begin your natural organic program and get your lawn and garden off drugs, just follow Mother Nature's guide. First, stop hurting the life in the soil. Choose only products and techniques that are beneficial to the health of organisms above and in the soil. Stop using all synthetic fertilizers, toxic pesticides, and other toxic chemicals that harm living organisms. Avoid all high nitrogen synthetic fertilizers, especially nitrogen-only products. Toxic weed and feed products are the worst of all. Next, build soil health with aeration and natural organic fertilizers and amendments. And third, use native plants and well-adapted introductions. Finally, water only as needed. The organic program will reduce the watering requirements by about 50%. MoTurf is needed in mulch clippings into the lawn to return nutrients and organic matter to the soil. The natural way is fun, will save you money, and always works better in every way. After all, Mother Nature knows best. For more information about natural organic gardening, visit DirtDoctor.com.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit HowardGarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
All right. One more time, I'll remind you about the SPCA here in Dallas. Those of you here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, there is just a terrific dog available. Ray, who's just cute as he can be. 10-year-old miniature poodle, 17 pounds. And also Vader from last week, or I think it was last week. He's a cutie, too. We need to help them, give them some permanent homes. And then the last page we've changed, you can see Logan with her dog Tony that she had for a while and helped get a terrific home. Carmen and Tater in the center photograph our previous adoptee, 110 pounds of half German Shepherd, half black lab. And then our current guys and girls, the new girl, Hazel, and Tater in the third shot. You can see all that right under the SPCA of Texas button there on DirtDoctor.com. Back to the phones. Here's Dave in Oak Point. Hey, Dave.
Good morning, Doctor.
What's going on?
A couple of questions. Oh, I just purchased some new water hoses for around the house, and you know, just filling up like the dog bowl, you get like a white foamy substance out of the hose, so I rinsed them pretty good. But the two questions I had was, one, does using a new hose like that, it has some kind of chemical or residue in it, hurt plants? And number two, I run the water for a while before I water because it's boiling hot. If I were to use that hot water on the plants, would that affect them also?
You mean because it's just been laying out in the sun, is hot water in it?
Sir.
Yeah. Yeah, you can burn plants with that. You sure can, Dave. So be careful when you start it. Let that hot run out on the non-plant areas first. Yeah. The foam
is... Try not to waste water.
Yeah, yeah.
Not kill the plants at the same time.
The foamy stuff is probably coming from just coatings in the manufacturing process that are on the surface, and probably a temporary thing. I don't think that will continue. There are some hoses on the market that are completely non-toxic. I've got one. It's red in color that you can get from some of the hardware stores. It's actually designed to handle boiling water, and when it's designed to do that, it's usually a non-toxic kind of a hose. The one that we use the most is a company, and I can never remember the name of it. It's a smaller gauge hose, and it's a real good non-toxic. There's information on our website about it, Water Right or something like that. And there's others. You just have to kind of shop around. I don't think that there's a serious problem with that foaminess continuing and being an ongoing problem, though.
Okay. Very good, sir. Thank you so much. Appreciate your time.
Appreciate the call. Thank you, sir. Let's talk to Gertrude in Garland next. Hello, Gertrude.
Yeah, how you doing? I've been trying to get some sod, some buffalo sod for a while, but at the same time, I'm trying to kill the rest of this Bermuda. So do you know anybody that has good buffalo grass? And what's the best way to get rid of the Bermuda? It keeps coming back. I spray it. It keeps coming back. But it's ugly, you know, sparse.
Well, there's two ways to go on this thinking, I guess, Gertrude. One is I don't really mind the blend of buffalo and Bermuda.
Really?
Yeah, there's a golf course I play on that's really an old golf course. It's the second oldest golf course in Dallas. And in the rough areas, and even in the fairways in a couple of places, there's a blend of buffalo and Bermuda grass, and most people can't really even tell the difference in the two. You can if you really look closely. And if you have a blend, you can tend to make the buffalo grass grow more and dominate by simply cutting back on the water and the fertilizer. That will give the buffalo grass more chance than the Bermuda grass. Bermuda grass can't take as much drought and needs more fertilizer than the buffalo. On the other hand, if you want to get it totally taken out and start with a bare thing, you can keep spraying the vinegar and the fatty acid organic sprays and finally get it all, or just get a sod cutter, rent one, or get the landscape contractor to come over and set a sod cutter at an inch and a half depth and just take that out and throw that in the compost pile. But I wouldn't mind the blend. It's a whole lot less expensive and an easier way to go.
Okay. Those rhizomes keep popping up somewhere.
They will. So if you want to get totally rid of it, a lot of times people make the mistake, and maybe you did this in the past, of tilling it first and then trying to pull the Bermuda out of there. And if you do that, it breaks it all up into little pieces, and every little piece of that rhizome that's down in the ground will come back.
And so
that may be what you did. And if that's the case, you just have to keep digging and spraying and digging and spraying until it's gone. I would let a blend happen in your case and enjoy the blend.
Oh, okay. So I shouldn't even try to till it, right, because it'll push the seeds down?
It doesn't push the seed. It pushes the little pieces of the of the rhizome, the stem, down in the ground. And and Bermuda grass has the ability to grow up from probably 3 or 4 inches deep in the ground. And it's very difficult to get rid of it when you've done that.
Okay, so the buffalo should take it over. But do you know anybody that has good buffalo grass?
Yeah, all of the grass companies, really, Gertrude, buy from kind of the same people out there. If you're going to buy solid sod and put it in by spot sodding it or something like that, any of the companies have good quality buffalo grass. On the other hand, if you go to the nurseries or the feed stores, in Garland, for example, Roach Feed is a terrific place, and you can go in there and buy buffalo grass seed and rough up the soil, put the seed down, keep it watered, and it'll grow along with the buffalo grass, and you'll have that blend of the two that I suggested for a whole lot less money.
Yeah. Okay, I didn't know the seed would take like that.
Yeah, they'll have it in stock and at Roach, I'm almost sure. Rhodey's is in Garland as well, and I bet you that they've got the seed in stock also.
Oh, okay. So I have to prepare the soil like I would putting all the amendments on?
Not for buffalo. Just rough it up so you have good soil-seed contact. Put it in there. And then water it in really well. If you treat the seed before you put it in with a little Garrett juice or spray the Garrett juice on lightly after the seed goes down, that will give the seed a little bit of nutrient value so that when they start to germinate, they'll have a little bit more power to get established quicker.
Oh, okay. So any special blend of buffalo? I've been reading about it. It's like three different kinds.
Well, there's one on the market, and I can't remember the exact name of it, that has already been hulled. If you go in and buy regular buffalo grass, it'll look like a little soft grass burr. It's not sticky or anything, but it looks like a grass burr, and it'll probably have a greenish coating on it. I think they put saltpeter on it. As a way of helping germination or something. So don't be disturbed by the color that it has. It'll be kind of a blue-green color. And that's the entire burr. And inside that burr will be four, five, six little black seed that are actually the seed of the buffalo grass. You can buy a product that's just the little black seed. And that's what I'm saying. I forget the name of the one that's commonly available. But it costs quite a bit more, and I don't really think you need to do it. It's a little bit harder to distribute and get started. Just buy the burrs, and they're a little easier to broadcast and get started.
Okay. Well, thank you so much.
You're off and running.
Okay.
Talk
Bye.
To you later.
Bye.
And let's see. I need to catch up on a few things while we've got this is the time of the day where I'm always reluctant to give the number. So if you remember it, give us a call then. No, I'll say it. It's 866-444-3478. I didn't finish talking about trees. I wanted to mention a few varieties. People ask me, what's the best fast-growing tree? One of the most common questions that I get. Well, in the South, most of the trees that we recommend are pretty fast growing, not extremely fast growing. You know, they're not the trees that'll grow real fast and then die in 15 or 20 years. They're trees that grow pretty moderately fast and will live a long, long time. And in that category, you got a bunch of oaks: live oak, red oak, chinkapin oak, bur oak, a good big one. The Cambie oak is a great red oak choice. It sometimes will be almost evergreen for you. Mine is pretty much totally evergreen. The Lacey oak that I've mentioned already is a great one. In the elm category, you can go American elm, and it's a great tree, but it does have a few built-in problems. What's tougher in throughout the South and in our area especially is a cedar elm, and it'll grow in a large portion of the country. In the maples, there's a lot of bad choices, and there's some really good choices. The bad ones are these fancy hybrids that are bred for fall color. They have real thin, tender bark. I don't think that they hold up well at all, almost anywhere in the country. The ones I do like are the native ones. I like Drummond Red Maple. especially if you have soil that tends to be on the moist side. My favorite is big tooth maple, which is native here in central and south Texas, but will grow in a wide, wide range of the country. And it is a beautiful, beautiful tree, big tooth maple. There's a small maple that'll grow almost anywhere in the country that I've recommended in the past and will continue to, called paper bark maple. I have a real pretty one at home that we have moved to a new location, bare rooted it, and it has done beautifully. But and then a couple other small trees that you ought to make a note of that'll grow almost anywhere, Persian ironwood or parodia, it's called. And red Canadian choke cherry has one little bitty flaw, and that is it tends to sucker at the base. Doesn't bother me. I just cut those off. If you plant it nice and high like I recommend, that's not that big a problem. But the one that is in the fast-growing category, that's a quality tree, that's the fastest that you ought to at least look into if you want to look at a fast-growing tree, is a sycamore, and it's not the American sycamore, it's Mexican sycamore. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, and I'll be back right after this. Lava sand is a critical part of my organic recommendations for bed preparation and general soil improvement, especially for farms and ranches. I have found a high-quality lava product with significant paramagnetism. It's American Rio and their Maverick Lava Sand Soil Amendment. It'll dramatically improve your soil and increase plant production. You can buy it in bags or bulk. Call Sean at 405-426-7752. That's 405-426-7752 or go to AmericanRio.com.
As consumers in the 21st century, we are truly fortunate to have an abundance of choices in our daily lives. But when it comes to digestive health, there should only be one choice. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics, easily recognizable in the bright green box on your retailer's shelf. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics stands out among all others. Never freeze-dried, but always live and viable due to a unique 3-year fermentation process, award-winning Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics provides the restorative balance needed to support your own exclusive probiotic fingerprint. And that is very important, as no two of us are alike. With over 30 years of research, Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics takes digestive and wellness support to a whole new level. So look for the bright green box on your retailer shelf today. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference.
Exo Odor Neutralizer is the original all-natural odor-eliminating air freshener. It is non-toxic, pH neutral, and no fragrances. If you want to get rid of big odors, but do it naturally and keep it safe for children and pets, then you've got to try Exo Odor Neutralizer, available in stores everywhere. Just ask for Exo Odor Neutralizer. For more information, go to exocorp.com or call 800-442-9696. Ask for and start enjoying Exo Odor Neutralizer today.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit HowardGarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
The Medina Corporation, led by Stuart Frankie and his family in Hondo, Texas, has been helping farmers, ranchers, landscapers, and homeowners with quality soil building products for a long time. Medina produces quality liquid and dry fertilizers and soil amendments. Medina Soil Activator works by stimulating the soil biology and roots to help plants all season long, whether it's landscaping, grasses, trees, herbs, or vegetables. Medina products can help you spend your budget wisely, increasing production and treating the environment right. All the Medina products are free of toxic chemicals. The commercial version of Garrett Juice Plus is made by Medina and available in sizes from quarts to large totes. For proper care of your lawn and garden, Medina is the choice. Ask for Medina at your local hardware, nursery, or feed store. Medina, natural organic products, 50 years young and still environmentally friendly. MedinaAg.com.
Compost is nature's own living fertilizer and can be made at home or purchased ready to use. It can be started any time of the year in sun or shade, and anything once living, plant or animal, can and should go into the compost. The ingredients in your compost should be a mix of coarse and fine textured material to promote air circulation through the pile. Turn the pile as time allows to speed up the process. However, turning is not critical. Moisture is important. A compost pile should be roughly as wet as a squeezed-out sponge to help the living organisms thrive and work their magic. Compost is ready to use as a soil amendment when the ingredients are no longer identifiable. The color is a dark brown, the texture is soft and crumbly, and the smell is pleasant like the forest floor. Rough, unfinished compost can be used as top dressing mulch around all plantings. Finished compost is used in potting soil and bed preparation. You can learn more about composting and natural organic gardening at dirtdoctor.com.
Trees become infested with insects and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and pathogens are just doing their jobs, trying to take out the unfit plants. Most plant sickness is environmental. Too much water? Maybe not enough water. Too much fertilizer or the wrong kind of fertilizer. Toxic chemical pesticides? The compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting certain plant species, and creating monocultures. The Dirt Doctor's tree health plan is simple. Keep trees in a stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insects and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically, 1. Stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic chemical pesticides. 2. Remove excess soil from the root flare. 3. Apply organic amendments. And 4. Spray trees and soil with Garrett Juice Monthly. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
All righty, Howard, back with you. And somebody called in and didn't want to go on the air and wanted to know about my opinion of turkey compost on landscape. Well, any of the poultry-based compost are pretty good in most respects. They're hot. They're very powerful for the most part. Turkey's one of the best. The only thing you have to realize that in chicken and turkey production, if it's not organic, there are some things that are used in the feed that are, you know, not ideal for us organic people. But just in general, as a useful organic fertilizer, any poultry manure is good, and turkey's very, very good. Next up is Bob in Richardson. Hello, Bob.
Hello, Howard. I have a question about your screen caller said I could give the brand name.
Sure.
It's Pennington seed for dense shade areas.
What's in it? What are the seed that are in it, Bob?
I don't have the bag here in front of me, but I have looked at it. It's like 99% a type of fescue.
Yeah. Well, fescue, I figured it was probably cool season grass blend of some kind. There's nothing wrong with fescue for the shade, but the problem is it needs cool weather. The time to plant it is coming up in middle of September. So if it's fescue and ryegrass and things like that, it will do fairly well planted in September to grow for you through the winter. Next summer, it'll burn up. So if you're looking for a permanent grass, it's not the way to go. The thing to grow in the shade, unfortunately, is not grass. You got to either grow trees or grass. You know, both want full sun. The trees win that battle. So you can do it as a temporary thing. Some of the golf course people will plant fescue in the shady areas. I don't like it. I'd rather just have mulch myself. rather than having that temporary kind of artificial looking, cool season grass in those areas that's going to kind of go downhill over time. So if you want to take a look at the price, you can buy perennial ryegrass just by itself. It may be a better price than the Pennington product. I don't have any idea. I don't have anything against them, but other than the fact that it's not a permanent situation for you.
So the ryegrass would not be a permanent
situation? No, ryegrass and fescue will last longer than ryegrass. Ryegrass will burn out even quicker. And when it gets hot, then the fescue will limp along and try to stay alive, but it's never going to be a thick, lush, really good look for you compared to what you've got in mind. Having something like grows out in the sun.
Right. Okay. Well, that's what I wanted to ask you about.
All right. Appreciate the call. Wish we had a better way to go with grass in the shade. Some of the zoysias now do fairly well. St. Augustine is still the best choice in the shade. The cool season things like we were just talking about for shade in the south are temporary. In the north are permanent grasses and do a lot better. But even there, they like to be in as much full sun as possible. Rex and Tyler's next. Hello, Rex.
Talk with you, sir.
Thanks for calling.
I'm retired from the Merchant Marines, and I've got a small house on a nice street, and my yard's not looking too good. I got kind of down in health, and my grass isn't as good as it used to be. And I need to find a good contractor that could go all organic for me on my yard maintenance. So over here, if you knew one that could recommend to me, I'd sure appreciate it.
Well, I tell you where I'd start, Rex, without any misgivings, is the organic Athens Organic, which is a retail store in Athens, which won't be very far from you.
Right.
And they are super people, totally 100% organic. And I think they do some contracting. I think they do some maintenance and all. If they don't go as far as they need to go for your situation, and I bet they probably would, but if they don't, I think they'd have a recommendation for you and Tyler of some other contractor. I don't know any of them in Tyler per se, but I'm sure there's somebody there.
You have to be very careful because I called one fella, and they want $300-some-odd a month. Look, this is a small yard I've got. And I may be ignorant, but I'm not stupid.
Well, they may be just trying to take advantage of people that really want it to be organic, but that's why I'm telling you about this company. They're not that way at all. They'll give you the straight skinny, and if they do it themselves, I'd look at that. But if they don't, just ask them for some advice on some other people.
Excellent. Thank you for your help. Listening to your program every day, and looking forward to it next Sunday.
Okay. Thanks a lot. Thanks for calling. Yeah, and that for those of you in that part of the world, Athens Organic is a beautiful little garden center that you'd enjoy. So go over there and check it out. And support the organic places around the country. Those of you that have a good organic garden center, retail store, whatever, and we don't have it mentioned on our website, please let us know. We'd love to make it available, that information, to as many people as we can. I've enjoyed being with you very much today. As always, a lot of great calls. Enjoy your gardens out there. Enjoy this little bit of cooling that we're having here. And, of course, don't forget to feed the birds. DirtDoctor.com answers are there for you between now and the next time I'm on the air. The TORC course, the Texas Organic Research Center's natural organic certification course, right there on the website.